Test 3. Open your question paper and look at Part 1. Test 3, Part 1. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. Situation 1. You will hear 2 friends talking.
How have you been, Pete?
Great, Nancy, thank you. I've been offered a position in a high school in France and I've decided to take it because I want to practice my French. As you know, I want to study modern languages at Oxford later, so this is a great opportunity. Plus, I want to travel a bit before I settle down, so this is my chance.
How have you been, Pete?
Great, Nancy, thank you. I've been offered a position in a high school in France and I've decided to take it because I want to practice my French. As you know, I want to study modern languages at Oxford later, so this is a great opportunity. Plus, I want to travel a bit before I settle down, so this is my chance. Situation 2. You overhear 2 friends talking about mobile phones. You're the only person I know who leaves her mobile at home.
I don't really like being disturbed by phone calls when I'm out having fun. Plus, I think it's rude to be talking on the phone when I'm out with my friends.
You're the only one who thinks that. The rest of us couldn't imagine our lives without a mobile phone. You're the only person I know who leaves her mobile at home.
I don't really like being disturbed by phone calls when I'm out having fun. Plus, I think it's rude to be talking on the phone when I'm out with my friends.
You're the only one who thinks that. The rest of us couldn't imagine our lives without a mobile phone. Situation 3. You will hear a conversation at a party. This is the first time you've liked one of my girlfriends, Mary. I'm pleased.
Actually, this is the first time you've gone out with a real person, someone who's not a show-off, but always kind, pleasant, polite and generous. I'm a little surprised, though. I didn't think you liked blondes.
This is the first time you've liked one of my girlfriends, Mary. I'm pleased.
Actually, this is the first time you've gone out with a real person, someone who's not a show-off, but always kind, pleasant, polite and generous. I'm a little surprised, though. I didn't think you liked blondes.
Situation 4. You will hear 2 people talking about a party. Oh, come on, Claire. Don't be such a wet blanket. And don't tell me you haven't got anything to wear.
It's just that you know who is going to be there and, you know...
You and you know who broke up a year ago, Claire. Time to move on, don't you think? Oh, come on, Claire. Don't be such a wet blanket. And don't tell me you haven't got anything to wear.
It's just that you know who is going to be there and, you know...
You and you know who broke up a year ago, Claire. Time to move on, don't you think? Situation 5. You will hear 2 young people talking about where to eat.
Where would you like to eat tonight? How about the new Chinese restaurant?
It wouldn't be my first choice because I had Chinese yesterday. How about sushi?
You know I don't like sushi.
Well then, why don't we go to the Greek restaurant on Holloway Road?
Too expensive. I'd rather go to the Indian on Baker Street.
Sounds good to me.
Where would you like to eat tonight? How about the new Chinese restaurant?
It wouldn't be my first choice because I had Chinese yesterday. How about sushi?
You know I don't like sushi.
Well then, why don't we go to the Greek restaurant on Holloway Road?
Too expensive. I'd rather go to the Indian on Baker Street.
Sounds good to me. Situation 6. You will hear two friends talking. It's going well, actually. I suppose people will always have to buy groceries, even if they can't afford to buy anything else. Actually, my dad's retiring soon, and I'm thinking of taking over the business instead of doing a degree, which is what I wanted to do originally.
Under the circumstances, I have to say it's the right thing to do. There are far too many people with degrees who are jobless.
It's going well, actually. I suppose people will always have to buy groceries, even if they can't afford to buy anything else. Actually, my dad's retiring soon, and I'm thinking of taking over the business instead of doing a degree, which is what I wanted to do originally.
Under the circumstances, I have to say it's the right thing to do. There are far too many people with degrees who are jobless.
Situation 7. You will hear a young man talking about his life. I've applied for the job, but my mum will be very upset if she finds out. She thinks I should spend my entire life locked in my room, studying. She says I don't need to earn money because Dad's pretty generous. But she doesn't see I want to be independent. She just wants to control everything I do. That's the problem. I've applied for the job, but my mum will be very upset if she finds out. She thinks I should spend my entire life locked in my room, studying. She says I don't need to earn money because Dad's pretty generous. But she doesn't see I want to be independent. She just wants to control everything I do. That's the problem. Situation 8. You will hear two university students talking about a new lecturer.
I think he's absolutely brilliant.
You're right, I'm sure. But that's exactly his problem, isn't it?
How do you mean?
He's on another intellectual level and doesn't know how to come down to our level to explain things clearly so that we can understand what he's going on about.
I think he's absolutely brilliant.
You're right, I'm sure. But that's exactly his problem, isn't it?
How do you mean?
He's on another intellectual level and doesn't know how to come down to our level to explain things clearly so that we can understand what he's going on about. That is the end of part 1. Now turn to part 2.